All right, thank you. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:45. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bakehorse?
Here.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Revard?
Here.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. The next item is prayer. Congressman Keane, could you render a prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you just watch over our mourners, Lord. We ask that you give our Osages and people traveling mercies as they go watch football this weekend. We ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom as this body moves forward to make the best decisions for the Osage people. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congressman Keane. The next item is the approval of minutes, and those are within your calendar invite and therefore the meeting that occurred yesterday. Chair, I mean Chair Clark, I'm sorry. It has under the prayer that it was given by Second Speaker Hamilton. It was by Congressman Hamilton. Second Speaker, like Hamilton, right? That was, is that correct? Wasn't it? Okay, it's all done.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
On page one. I'm sorry, I just lost my place. On page two, under ONCA 2512, motion to report, it states that I made the motion to report ONCA 2511 to Congress. It should state 2512.
Thank you. Do you see that, Clerk?
I see that, and I will get that corrected. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful, thank you.
Chair.
Yes.
Under ONCA 2509, I apologize, we're fine, that is not an error, that was my error.
Yes, and I should say that remember we jumped around the agenda yesterday and we focused on the reductions first and then the increases, so they'll be out of order.
Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a minutes of November 14th as amended.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. That was a lengthy minutes. I apologize, but did a lot of work yesterday. Number five agenda item is our budget analyst presentation. And Jordan, I'll turn that over to you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, committee. Most of what I said yesterday remains the same, but there have been a couple of changes. First, Congresswoman Lemon has submitted or will be submitting a revised version of the assisted living appropriation. ONCA 2522 was set to appropriate a total of $1.7 million. Of this, $111,000 was going to construction of the facility, and the remainder was going to the first year's operations. However, because the assisted living facility isn't set to be open for a while, Congresswoman Lemon opted to hold off on appropriating the operating funds until closer to the opening date. The second change is related to ONCA 2523, which would repeal the $3 million tribal appropriation for the construction of Hominy Senior Housing. We knew for sure that $2 million would be returned to the general fund. However, there was another $1 million that had been sourced from the retained revenue fund, and we were uncertain if Treasury would return the funds to the retained revenue fund or if they would put them into the general fund. After speaking with Rebecca this morning, it's my understanding that their intent is to put that $1 million back into the general fund. Both of these changes affect tribal funds. So if everything were to pass as currently requested, then we would close out the session with $7.6 million remaining available for appropriation, a $760,000 increase above what's currently available. This concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Any questions from the committee? Okay, one thing I would like to ask, Jordan, if you would you please reconcile the balances? I guess they were sent from Treasury from our health system. And would you also include those balances on your report for the next Appropriations Committee meeting so we could see what the balances are of our government in totality with just include what Treasury sent to us, because I'm more focused on the SLFR funds.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right, committee, any other questions for Jordan? Okay, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate the update. Okay, we also have, I was going to ask a question too. What about the judicial? Wasn't there a reduction or an increase to the judicial?
Madam, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Congresswoman.
It has been filed. It hasn't been read in for Congress yet.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. That's what I thought, and I apologize. I thought it had been filed, but I thought I was missing something. Okay. So it hasn't been read in yet. Is there any other?
Correct.
Are there any other pending ARPA legislation?
Yes, there will be today, based on the motion that was made. To add repeal of legislation to the proclamation. I couldn't make that motion until today because there's a 48-hour wait time once the Congress is notified. There will be two repeal bills, one with Congressman Big Horse and one with myself, that goes along with the ARPA all of the ARPA bills.
Okay.
They too have not been read in, and they can't be read in. They couldn't be read in because the proclamation had not been amended.
Understood.
To include them.
Okay. Anything else, or is that, would that be it? Then the judicial and then the two repeals?
As far as ARPA, is that what you're asking, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am, and then the assisted living, correct?
Yes, the assisted living couldn't be read in either, which isn't ARPA dollars. And at this point, and I don't intend for it to be that way either, with everything and working with Treasury, with all these documents with Treasury. So that couldn't be read in either due to needing to amend the proclamation.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman, for getting us straight. I just want to make sure that I'm keeping track as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, any other questions, committee? Okay, all right, well, let's move on to ONCA 2508, which is the next item on the agenda, which is an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC procurement to expend additional monies in the amount of $165,133 appropriated through the FY 2025 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'm the sponsor. We have received support docs from the executive branch on this particular request. That was in communication 25-031. And this morning we have the director of the procurement department here, Ms. Claire Wood. Claire, would you like to talk about the modification you need to your budget, please?
Thank you, Chair. So the modification is...
If the committee feels like I need to, I will. Okay. Well, that's how we do sometimes. We have the option not to. So if the committee wants, then I can relinquish the chair to my vice chair, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Either way is fine with me. If the committee would like for me to chair, I'm fine with doing so. Or she can proceed since it's her bill and she knows the ins and outs of it. Committee, any discussion on it? Okay. Do you want me to vice chair for you? Okay. Thank you, Chair. Okay, proceed with your bill.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Ms. Claire. Appreciate you being here. And if you could just, you know, maybe discuss a little bit about what the request is. And
thank you, Vice Chair and Chair. I'm asking for a new position, a new purchasing agent. Right now, we typically have at least 100 orders at all times throughout the year. And it's a lengthy process getting things through the system anyway, but it would be much quicker if we had this additional staff member to help with those. I also have done market studies on all of my employees. And so this is to the new market studies for their salaries as where they should be.
So that would bring you to 11 then in your department?
13 total.
13 total. Okay. Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Can I ask Ms. Woods questions?
Sure, go ahead.
So the total amount that I see here is being requested is $165,133. Is that for other positions as well, or is this just for one new hire that you're going to do?
No, that is for one new hire as well as the market studies salaries for all of my staff.
So it's markets.
Market studies and the staff member and the fringe for that new person.
How often is it that we do market studies these days within our programs? I'm not familiar with it now.
So that it used to be every 3 years.
Right.
And so there is nothing that actually states as to how often we're supposed to do it. I've been there for 3.5 years, and I've tried to get this through previously with my previous boss, and it just didn't work out. So
is the market study a current study, or is it one that's been done in the past that you've held on to?
Some of them were from the past, but then I also just redid all of them through HR, so they are current.
Thank you very much. That's all the questions I have.
Anybody else have any other questions on this bill or this section, this part of the bill? It's the only section, but. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wood.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2508 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the due pass recommendation, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing none, it will be reported to Congress as a due pass. The next item on the agenda is ONCA 25-10, an act to amend ONCA 24-73 to provide supplemental appropriation repeals and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $2,061,601 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. In ONCA 2510, there was an amendment sent out to Congress. And so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to amend on page 5, lines 186, after $4,115,200, insert not subject to fiscal year limitation.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just need a brief explanation of why that amendment is being placed. And what line was it that it was inserted?
180, line 186.
Okay, see it, yeah, okay.
My understanding, just from reading the amendment, and somebody can correct me or expand on what I'm about to say if they feel like it, my understanding would just be that if that project and or our ability to get reimbursed from IHS exceeds the fiscal year, the funds are going to need to remain in place and not be jeopardized.
I guess I have one more question about it. Is our Treasury, they're good with that? That's a request from you guys, and you're good with handling the accounting that way on this particular piece of legislation?
Yes, the request actually came from us to keep it that way, so we weren't subject to fiscal year limitation. They're looking to be done with this project towards the end of calendar year 25, so I expect to receive up to $3.8 million, probably mid-fiscal year 26, potentially towards the close of fiscal year 26.
Thank you very much.
Any other discussion on the amendment? We're just on the amendment. Okay. There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor of the amendment, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Seeing none, the amendment passes, and we can continue on.
Okay, thank you, committee. That was the only action that I needed to do on this bill. Right now, or as of yesterday, we decided to just park it here, but I'm open, whatever the committee wants to do.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I know that the discussion was the reason to leave it open was that just in case anything tribal came up. This morning I was having a discussion, and I did something pretty finite on something, and I couldn't pull it back. So when we send it out of committee, that's pretty finite. We do have a mechanism to pull it back, but I I would pass it out with a due pass, but I think it's okay just to sit here. I mean, as long as we don't have to just do an additional meeting to get it out of committee.
We have, Chair, if I may, we have two meetings scheduled next week, Tuesday and Thursday. And just in case that speaker adds anything else to our committee, we're ready. That's why I put us noticed our meetings. So I'm fine leaving it here, Congresswoman Whitehorn, until Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay. I think that we should do that just in case we need to include something in it, get a request from the executive.
Committee, any action?
Chair.
Speaker Shaw.
Motion to postpone ONCA 2510 to the call of the chair.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all of those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing none, we'll leave it here. The next item on the agenda is ONCR 25-01, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2025 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. So this is another one we're parking, kind of waiting, allowing the treasurer to look at what was presented to us during HUNCA and the amendments that we've made to date, and I've spoke to him this morning and he's here, and I thank he and Rebecca for showing up for session and in our committee meeting. So Mr. Batson, you want to give us maybe an update as to where you are or if you even think we're going to have any amendments?
This is a project that everything I've reviewed in the past, I can say that I wouldn't have done it the same way it's been done in the past. I think that there were numbers that were thrown together that weren't extremely accurate, and the overall process wasn't inclusive of the theory behind what's in the Constitution when it talks about the revenue and appropriations. And with Ryan Armstrong as my new controller, it's freeing up time for me. So I'm able to dig into stuff that I've been wanting to for a time now. And this is one of the big projects. Also, what will be coming on is that doing analysis on the various units like health and LLC and casino, which I've never seen on, but you know, right now I'm just gonna say leave it like it is with increasing the gaming distribution. And then we will go from there about getting stuff more accurate and including any revenues that haven't been included in the past.
So Chair, if I may, you know, that in reading the law, it states that, you know, the treasurer can at any time, and we want them to provide us any increase or decrease in our projected revenue throughout the year. And as we frequently come into special session, I don't mind projecting what we have now if the treasurer's okay where we are and looking at again next month or even, you know, most certainly during HUNCA, because one of the I've spoke to the treasurer about this multiple times. One of the things that I didn't like since I've been on Congress is the fact that when it's time to review, are we hitting our projected revenue? It was kind of hard to get that information. And that's really what drives our decisions. And so of course it's important, but I feel stronger that this treasurer is reconciling interest is what I'm hearing. And I love that he's paying attention to the investments as he should. We're looking at outside entities, which I, as a congressperson, have been wanting to happen along with my colleagues with gaming, the true up, looking at their audits, looking at the LLC and I want to hear from the treasurer. And so sometimes when I say I don't want to hear from the boards, I don't mean disrespect to the boards. I want the treasurer to do their job. They're the ones that report to Congress as to where we are fiscally. And that's where I like to get my numbers, because that information should be analyzed by our treasurer. And then any action taken at this level. And so in the beginning, I think I was looking to these outside entities and looking at their CFOs to answer me, or their, you know, whoever they have, but I wasn't getting the answers. And I thought, you know what, in looking at the law, that's not even the direction I should be looking. I need to be looking at the Treasury. And that's where I'm comfortable, because it does mean something, because it goes back to our projected revenue. But I've never felt like our projected revenue was on point, because, I mean, literally last year, we literally knew the visitor center was making income. They sold a blanket that was not even recognized. And I thought that, I mean, that I purchased a blanket. I knew that they received money. They received money, and it wasn't that they weren't being transparent. It was that it wasn't recognized on projected revenue, which it's supposed to be. So at this time, I'll leave it up to the committee. You've heard the treasurer, whatever you guys want to do. This is your resolution now. So whatever the committee decides, I'm fine with.
And I will say this, with what's there now, we will meet the numbers that are there. It'll be higher, but there's no risk that it's too high and we're not going to make it.
Chair.
Speaker.
Motion to report ONCR 2501 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Congresswoman Whitehorn, do you have discussion?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I. So we're talking about the projected revenue resolution. What changes were made in it from what we had? This is the first time we've ever discussed it, so I don't even know where we've made changes in it.
This was actually done in about maybe my second or third week in April. And the change is the increase in the distribution from the casinos.
Okay.
It went from 71 million to 75,512,500.
Okay. We hadn't discussed what was in the resolution at all, so I was just curious what the changes were from what was on file to now. Thank you.
Chair, I can withdraw my motion at this time if there's further discussion that we need to have regarding this resolution.
Is that how you wish to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Frazier, and then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I believe the resolution currently in place already has the increase in the casino distribution.
Yeah.
The change in this resolution is Treasury reported last week, I think, that we had between 3 and 4 million in ARPA interest income that had accrued that had not been reported to Congress. And so when they reported that to Congress, we incorporated it into the resolution.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you for the explanation, because I believe that we had included the gaming funds in there. So we hadn't had a discussion. It had never been on open air what the change was to that resolution. And I think that for me, I needed to hear it, because I didn't know, because it hadn't been discussed with me yet or in the committee. So thank you. Now I know that that has been included in our projected revenue, and I'm ready to move on that.
Chair.
Speaker.
Motion to report ONCR 2501 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion? Okay, all of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no.
Motion passes, and it will be sent to Congress. I'm going to turn the chair back over to Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. Who made the motion on the 2501? Is it you, Speaker? Okay, thank you. Okay, well, the next item is adjournment, but before we leave, is there any questions the committee may have before we adjourn until Tuesday regarding any of the bills? Okay, if not, then our next item is adjournment. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
I have a question.
Oh.